So this is Trinity Sunday. And we have this paradoxical situation, I think it's paradoxical, of what we say is the central object of our faith, and yet it seems so intractable. So how do you get your head around this business of God as triune? I mean, it took the early Jesus movement century before they could sort that out. I think one way of approaching it is to look at that scriptural notion that we human beings are created in the image of God. So there has to be some intimation of God as triune in that notion of us as being the images of God. And for the Hebrew Bible, of course, for whom God was not triune, I think that the image of God is most clearly seen in our freedom. I mean, this, our freedom is what makes us most godlike. But then we have the figure of Jesus and all this talk about the Spirit, and as I said, centuries of thought, prayer, which resulted in the notion that God is one entity in three persons. And this is all analogical language, of course. But there has to be something within us that casts some light on that mysterious notion of a triune God, of God as community. And I think it's best seen in the notion that the early fathers of the church came up with as a perichoresis, that is, these three persons existed within and for each other. In other words, the three persons of the Trinity are absolutely entrust themselves to each other. There are no boundaries. Nothing is withheld. And so the very nature of God is precisely that radical, utter self-donation of the three persons to each other. Even that is pretty hard to get your head around, but at least I think that that opens up some kind of aperture as to how God is, because I think that's exactly what we at our best are, when precisely we entrust ourselves to each other. When we somehow manage to break through the defenses of our own egos, and see that I am most myself when I'm most given myself, most fully. So that this certainly flies in the face of not just normal experience, but a normal way of conceptualizing ourselves. Because I see myself normally precisely as differentiated from other people. I am me because I'm not you. Great French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre made enormous amount of that notion. But what the Trinity says, no, I am most me when I am most fully with you. When I am radically entrusted myself to you. And therefore receive you as well. Again, this is a real stretch of the imagination, I think, because it seems so counter to our experience, so counter to our needs to protect ourselves from the other. Because the connection with the other is always in danger of being an invasion of me by the other, and not a particularly benign invasion either. But when all that falls away, and here too the imagination is necessary, when I can precisely walk out from under that burden of defensiveness, of self-protection, and that's the very completion of freedom. So the notion from the Hebrew scriptures to the New Testament are not dissimilar. They are interconnected. In fact, you could say that Trinitarian thought is simply a development of this notion of freedom, because to do that, to entrust myself to the other, is an act of freedom. It can only happen that way. That is, the real me, the real self I am, is real only to the extent, and this is a radical and kind of mind-blowing notion of the Trinity, I am only myself when I entrust myself to the other. And when I receive the other. So trust, that mysterious thing about which we rarely talk, except today when it seems to be that all the major institutions of our world are proving themselves as untrustworthy. The oil pollution in the Gulf of Mexico is a good example of that. Nobody trusts anybody, and with reason. But when we can move beyond that, in this radical generosity, that's when we are most godlike. That's when we are most fully ourselves. So that the real self is precisely the shared self, and the self-enclosed self is the phony self. I think... Pardon me. I think this is helpful. As I said, it is certainly counterintuitive. It goes against all of our normal experiences of ourselves and of the other. But I believe that that's what the Trinitarian doctrine of God has to say to us. And it is a calling forth, therefore, from the kind of fear-encased self-enclosed self that I am, to my authentic self, which is the shared self.